Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special simulcast of The Neil Haley Show and Freedom from Addiction on Libsyn, Truth Just Below the Surface. And I'm Neil Haley, and I'm excited to welcome to the program my co-host, Reverend Wynn Henderson, MD. Wynn, how are you? And we have a great topic today.
Yeah, Neil, this is important for people to take to heart and to share, because I'm going to tell you today how I have decreased my chance of getting COVID-19.
That's such an important thing that needs to be taught, because of just the cases continuing to rise in hospitalizations in some parts of the country. For sure. All right, Wynn, go ahead and tell us.
Well, based on my review of scientific studies, opinions of other physicians, testimonials by other individuals, and my own personal use of supplements to heighten my immune system, I want to share with you today what I am currently doing to decrease my chance of getting a COVID-19 infection. I take three safe and inexpensive over-the-counter supplements: vitamin D, zinc, and vitamin C in doses that are well above the amounts found in multiple vitamins. The most important of the three is vitamin D3. I want my D3 level to be above 40, and I am looking to try to get it into the range of 80. I started by taking 10,000 international units per day, and based on laboratory testing, have increased that to 10,000 units twice a day. I have had no complications from taking this dose. The second important supplement that I take is zinc. It is also over the counter. I started with a dose of 50 milligrams per day of chelated zinc, that's zinc gluconate, and have increased that to 50 milligrams twice a day, again, without any complications. The third immune system enhancer I take is vitamin C. I take a dose of 1,000 milligrams twice a day, and I've had no complications. I believe that taking these three supplements concurrently has increased my immune system's ability to fight off the COVID-19 virus. I checked with my physician to get his opinion prior to starting this regimen, and I advise you to do the same whenever you add supplements on a daily basis. Your physician can order blood levels of vitamin D3 and zinc to make sure you are in the upper limits of normal for those two supplements. It is not necessary to get a level of the water-soluble vitamin C. Now, if you follow my free podcast, where you get truth just below the surface, you can hear this, and you go to www.freedomfromaddiction.libsyn.com. Spell Libsyn. L-I-B as in boy, S-Y-N, no spaces, no capitals. My primary website is www.revwynhendersonmd.com. And that's what I've got for you today, Neil.
All right, Wynn. It's definite great information. People need to follow that information to a T and look at that. Those tips so that they cannot get COVID-19, and great strategy.
Right. This doesn't cost you very much. Right. It's over the counter. You don't have to get a prescription for it, and you can dramatically cut down your risk of picking up COVID-19. And if by some chance you get it anyway, it'll decrease your chance of being hospitalized and dying.
All right, well, fabulous. Thanks for stopping by, Wynn, and very quick, interesting, informative information people need to check out. Thanks again. That, again, was the special simulcast of Freedom from Addiction and also The Neil Haley Show. Take care.